Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Jim McGovern, always wonderful to have you with us. You are so articulate and you talk from the heart, and I very much respect that. I appreciate
Thank
it
you.
A lot. Let's talk about what everybody else is talking about. First of all, a minute or two on Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman. What do you make of all of this?
That's a terrible, terrible tragedy. And, I don't think justice was served by the outcome of that trial. I kind of understood how the jury may have come to the decision they did. I just think it was the wrong decision, and maybe because things were left out in terms of the presentation by the prosecution, or a lot of things. But we still have a problem of discrimination and racial profiling in this country, and we need to deal with it. And I think Trayvon Martin was obviously profiled, and I think a terrible tragedy occurred, and I'm glad the Civil Rights Department of the Justice Department is going to be looking into this, because I do think that at the base of all of this is the issue of civil rights, but I was terribly troubled by the outcome of the trial.
Talk to me a little bit. We now have a new senator from Massachusetts. I live in Massachusetts, Senator Markey. Will that make a difference?
Yeah. Look, Ed Markey, I've known him for many, many years. He's a very effective legislator, a passionate advocate for things that I care about. And, I think he has the experience, because he's been around a while, to be able to hit the ground running. So I think he'll be a great addition to our delegation, a great partner for Elizabeth Warren. Seniority plays a big role over in the Senate, and so it's going to take a while for both of them to kind of get up the ladder. But having said that, what they don't have in seniority, they have in passion and intelligence, and they're going to be two voices that will be heard loud and clear in the United States Senate. And so I'm glad that the race worked out the way it did.
What do you make of the fact that Scott Brown won after the lion of the Senate, Kennedy, died?
I think Scott Brown, won a special election. He had a big Republican turnout in that special election and a lower Democratic turnout, and he kind of, he won. And the health care debate was still raging at that particular time. But, I think that was more the exception to the rule rather than the rule. I mean, I think Ed Markey is a better fit for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts than Scott Brown, and I'm glad he's there.
But we live, you and I, in a sea of blue, a blue right. state, and yet blue state voters, with some regularity, particularly when it comes to the governorship, have elected Republicans. What's that about?
A lot of the people who have run for governor, even Mitt Romney when he ran for governor, a lot of the Republicans are different from the Republicans that run for federal office. Don't forget, Mitt Romney signed into law, what is now known as Obamacare.
Or Romneycare.
Romneycare. And when he ran for president, he was way to the right of all that. But I think that, people like Paul Cellucci and Bill Weld represent more kind of the moderate wing of the Republican Party. And, a lot of independents and even some Democrats, feel comfortable with them. I mean, Bill Weld was a social liberal. Don't forget, Jesse Helms wouldn't allow him to be ambassador to Mexico because of Bill Weld's pro-choice position. Yeah. So, there's usually kind of a different ideology with Republicans running for governor of Massachusetts than running for a federal office. And so as a result, they've had some, had some luck winning. But I think Deval Patrick has done a great job. And I was at the Democratic convention in Lowell and listened to the potential Democratic gubernatorial candidates, and all of them sounded pretty good to me.
You got a favorite?
I don't yet. I'm keeping my powder dry, but I think they all made a lot of sense, and I think the one thing I can be sure of is that the Democratic race will be substantive. It'll be based on issues. These guys have a lot of issues, and you know, that they believe in, and I think that's good for our, good for the process.
What are we going to do about the scourge of guns in Massachusetts and everywhere else?
Yeah, we need federal gun control, gun safety laws. I mean, it is appalling to me that where 90% of the American people think we should have national background checks on guns, we can't get the United States Senate to pass it. And even if we could get the United States Senate to pass it, you have to deal with the United States House of Representatives, which passes nothing. I mean, we can't even get them to bring up an immigration bill, notwithstanding the fact that 68 senators voted for one a few weeks ago. So I'm not sure, you know, whether there's any light at the end of the tunnel in terms of legislation on a federal level, but I think we got to keep on trying. You know, we have people getting killed every single day as a result of gun violence. We have massacres in this country on a regular basis from guns. This is a problem that we need to solve, and I think more and more, I think people are realizing that the views of the National Rifle Association represent the minority in this country. In fact, I don't even think they represent a majority of the members of the National Rifle Association. But we need to do some sensible things. We may not be able to get, you know, an assault weapons ban passed. I wish we could, again. But we ought to at least say that anyone who buys a gun, no matter where you are in this country, has to go through a background check.
Talk to me about immigration. There's not a big appetite among Republicans in your house, even though the President Bush, you know, is certainly for some kind of legitimacy. What do we do now?
We got to keep on pushing. I mean, this is another issue that needs to be resolved. We've got millions of people in this country who are here on an undocumented status. We need to get them to come forward under the bill that the Senate passed. They'd pay a fine because they broke the law, but they would not be ineligible to apply for citizenship. They wouldn't go to the front of the line, but they would not lose that right to apply for citizenship. There would be a pathway for citizenship. That is vital to any kind of immigration reform bill. I get it that people want more border security, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think all this money that they're going to throw at building a wall around down the southern border, I think is a big waste of money. But, you know, I mean, I guess that's the price that they needed to pay to get something out of the Senate. But at the end of the day, the right thing and the just thing to do is to pass a bill that provides people a pathway to citizenship so we can get these 12 million, 13 million people out of the shadows, you know, into our mainstream here, where they can have legal status, where they'll pay taxes and become regular citizens. You know, the immigrant community in this country has done a great deal to support our economy. They have taken jobs that, quite frankly, a lot of others didn't want to take. They are not a drain on our economy. They're a plus. We need to regularize their status. We need to give them a pathway to citizenship.
Jim McGovern, we always love having you on. You're a bright guy, and you really, as Mario Cuomo used to say to me, talk talkless. You get right down to it, and you give your opinions, and we very much treasure that. And thank you. You're always welcome here. We so appreciate your being with us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.